This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
As of Friday, May 6, 2022, Montana reports 274,598 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 108 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday, 26 new cases in Missoula County, 18 new cases in Yellowstone County, 15 new cases in Gallatin County, 12 new cases in Flathead County, and more new cases in 17 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 721. Montana has seen an increase in cases every day this past week. Currently, 24 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,378 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Three more people's deaths have been reported since yesterday. Nationwide, more than 999,000 Americans have died. There have been 81,600,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus and its growing family of subvariants, including two subvariants known as BA4 and BA5, are spreading rapidly in South Africa, causing COVID-19 cases there to surge once again after the country's first Omicron wave in late 2021. Thousands of miles away in the U.S., another Omicron subvariant, BA2, continues to dominate, but an offshoot of that strain, called BA2.12.1, is gradually taking up a greater share of infections. The CDC reported Tuesday that BA2.12.1 accounts for roughly 36% of new COVID cases in the U.S., up from 26% last week. The U.S. has acquired a high level of immunity from COVID, health officials say, through a combination of vaccinations, boosters, and prior infections. Nearly 60% of people in the country had been infected by February, including roughly 75% of children and teens. Still, research shows that antibodies obtained from vaccination or infection gradually wane over time, and each new Omicron subvariant, though still a part of the larger Omicron family tree, is slightly different from the last, meaning that a person's ability to fight off infections from the virus can lessen. That means reinfection is possible and perhaps even likely, says Bill Hanaj, an associate professor of epidemiology at Harvard's School of Public Health. Hanaj says, at some point in the future, it's reasonable for us to assume that your immune system is going to encounter a virus that can infect it. Tesla will cover the travel costs for employees seeking out-of-state abortions, joining the ranks of major companies who've introduced a similar policy to benefit workers affected by new women's health care restrictions in the past few months. Tesla said it expanded its safety net program and health insurance offerings last year to include travel and lodging support for those who may need to seek health care services unavailable in their home state. The carmaker officially moved its corporate headquarters last year from Silicon Valley in California to Texas, a state which passed a law banning abortions at roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. Other states have since introduced new restrictions, and a political firestorm was set off this week with the leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion that would abolish a nationwide right to an abortion. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are seeking to punish businesses and corporations offering to help women employees seeking abortions in states with less restrictive laws. Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, a Republican, has said he would propose legislation barring local governments in the state from doing business with companies that provide travel benefits for employees seeking abortions. It's a growing Republican anti-business stance, contrary to the party's pro-business policies of the past. Hyundai Motor Group, a global car company, will open a research and development lab in Bozeman. Hyundai will bring its New Horizons Studio headquarters to Bozeman to focus on the development of ultimate mobility vehicles. Those are new types of vehicles that can travel over different terrains that are challenging for standard vehicles. The vehicles feature a combination of robotics and car design, resulting in greater mobility. Hyundai's new design studio could create up to 50 new jobs in the area. The studio will eventually be housed at Montana State University's Innovation Campus.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.